We're now in the middle of Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. It's about 17 lines from when the lines get wide. The Gemara says, Amar Rava said, Meiresh hava min avirti. I said, like a kush debaon, there is no one in this world who speaks the truth. Amar li ahu mi rabbanan. And it's one of those Talmid Chachamim said, Rav Tavos shmei. And Rav Tavos was named Amri La, and some say Rav Tavyomi Shmer, Rav Tavyomi was his name. The Ihava Yavi Le Kol Chalei Da'amai, if they would give him everything in the world, Lo V'Mishan V'Dibur, he wouldn't lie. Zim Nechada, one time, Ikle Lahu Hasha V'Kushta Shmer, he went to a place, and the name of this place was Kushta, meaning truth. Lo V'Mishan V'Dibur, nobody would lie. Everyone would be telling the truth in this place. And because of that, V'Lo V'Mayas Inish Mehaus M'Lozim, that nobody would die, not in the right time. Nesiva Itza Minho, so he said, I married a woman from this place. Havali Tartin Bani Minan, I had two children from there, from her. Yomachad, one day, Havayas with the Visa Vichal Khaife Rashe. My wife was washing her hair. I say, Shivavte Trafadasha, the neighbor went to knock on the door. Savar, Lav Orech Urcha. It's not appropriate to say that she's washing her hair. Amar Lay. He said to the neighbor, Lay Sahazim, she's not here. So he lied. But they did it for modesty reasons. Shchivu le tartim bin, the two kids died. Also in Ishtash Shalakame, the people of that place came to him. Amr Le, they said to him, Mai hai, what's going on here? Amr Le, he said to them, Hacham Mai, so this is the story that happened. Amr Le, they said to him, Bima tusuminach, if it pleases you, puk me, I should leave this place. Vlo tagari bahu mosana baharach anche. Don't bring death into this place. So it's a big question here. There's some interesting mafarshim here. That says that the idea of God is MS. So even if you do a white lie, so you remove the Aleph from MS, and what do you get? You get mace. This is what the Marsha says. But the big question is, why is he being punished? He's lying for modesty reasons. He doesn't want to let people know his wife is washing his hair. And so some of the Farshim, like the Birkas Avram, said that even when you're permitted to lie, you should do it in a way where you're not actually lying. Like there's a Gemara, I think, of Bava Metzia, says that Talmidei Chachamim, they're still called Talmidei Chachamim, they're still scholars of high ethical standards, if they do not tell the truth when it comes to when someone asks them if they know Masechta and they want to appear modest, or they ask if they're intimate with their wife, for privacy, they don't want to say anything. And there's another example, but the bottom line is that it seems the best way to respond if someone says, you know, Masechta, you should say is, you really think I know? In other words, try not to actually lie. So this was a place where people, mamish, didn't lie at all, not even a white lie, and they made sure to try to avoid to do so. And when they would have to, let's say, for modesty reasons, maybe, they'd do it in a way that they wouldn't actually have to say an untruth. So he could have said, if someone asked where your wife was, do you think I know where she is? Instead of saying she's not here, which was an outright lie. In other words, if you're a true man of MS, then you can find a way to tell the truth, even while remaining modest. And that is, it's also Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says this as well, that you, if even when you're allowed to, again, even when you're allowed to change the truth, it's better not to have an outright lie. I mean, the Yaakov says this in his commentary, Midvar Shekhar Tirchak and Shmos Perich of Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Now, the Gemara goes back to its discussion of what's going to be in the generation of Mashiach. The Gemara says, Tanya Rav Narai, Omer Rav Narai says, Dor Sheben David Bo, in the generation where the Mashiach is going to come, Narim Yalbinu Pnei Zekhanim, the young kids will embarrass the older people. Who's came yam if they know him, and older people will stand in front of young people, bas kama beima, and a young girl will rise up to curse out her mom, v'kala v'chamosin, and a daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law, v'nei hadorki v'nei akelav, and the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, v'ena bein mispayish me'aviv, and a son's not embarrassed from his father. So everything's going to be topsy-turvy, it's going to be a perversion in respect. And Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Nechemiah says that Dor Sheben David Babo, in the generation where Mashiach is going to come, Ha'azut Tirbeh, there will be a lot of brazenness, Vayoker Yeaves, and honor will be twisted. So Rashi has two explanations. Either when it says people will be twisted, means that people will not honor each other, or the one who is honored most will be a trickster. So everything will turn on its face. And then the Gemara continues, says, Vagefen yitein pirio, and the vine will give its fruit, but hayayim biyoker, but the wine will be very expensive. So even though there will be grapes, but the wine will be expensive. Again, Rashi has two explanations. One explanation is that there won't be blessing in the fruit itself. So again, things will be upside down, topsy-turvy. You're going to have grapes, but it's not going to produce good wine. Or maybe the wine will be expensive. Another explanation is Rashi is because people will be so into being intoxicated. So they're going to there'll be a high demand that the price will go up. So the Gemara says, it continues, V'nefcha kol malchus l'minus, everyone's going to believe in heresy, v'ein tocha, no one's going to rebuke them. Mesalei the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak, in Ben David Ba, she tisape kol malchus l'minus. So apparently there's a Brisa, which says the exact same thing, that Mashiach is only going to come when the kingdom leadership is going to lead to heresy. Rabbi says, Maikra, what is a pasuk that supports this idea? Pasuk with Sarah says, Kulo hafach lavan tarhu. Then when a generation is completely kula hafach lavan, when it literally means if your whole body gets saras, then you're actually tahor. If you have white skin or white hairs all over your body, white spots, you can become saras. If your whole body gets saras, then you're tahor. So we're playing on this phrase where it says when the whole kula hafach lavan, when the whole world becomes perverse and follows heresy, then tahor. It's going to be a time of purity. It's a good time. The redemption is going to come. The Gemara then quotes another pasuk with different explanations. Tanur Rabbanan, rabbis teach. Hashem's going to judge his people, and his nations will be comforted because he will see ki azlas yad. Literally, the hand will go, and there will be. And then there will be seemingly given up hope. Efes atzur v'azuf. People will give up hope. So different explanations of what this means. According to one explanation, ein ben David ba ad shir b'masoros, that azlas yad, that once the hand is being the hand of the mosrim of those who the informants will be stretched out and inform on many Jews to the king. So then that's going to be time when Mashiach is coming. Another explanation, shi'ismatu atamidim. There will be few students. Why? I'm saying they're going to get weaker. Another explanation, ashe tichle putu minakis. Different explanation of what this means, ashe tichle putu minakis. According to the Chassam Sofer, azas yad maybe means that they're going to be no money. Azas yad, their hands will go from, well, the hands will be empty. There'll be no money. Chassam Sofer said there'll be no Torah study because there'll be no money to fund the Torah study, to fund yeshivos. The Rashash, though, says there's the opposite. There'll be a lot of wealth, be lots of wealth, and there'll be so much wealth that the lowest currency won't be given to the tzedakah boxes, because the lowest currency, the penny, will not be in circulation. And Yaakov Gershuni says there'll be no money, so therefore the focus will be on spiritual things, and the Mashiach will come. The Gemara then says another explanation, Davarach, another explanation, Atzi Yishyashu Minagula, that only when the Jewish people give up hope of the redemption, then Mashiach is going to come. Shnei Marva Efes Atzu Vazuv, that when there's no one who can save them. So then, Kiviyachla Ain Tzomach Vazuv Yisrael. So it's as if there's no one who can help. There's no one who can support, no one can help the Jewish people. When they think that's the case, then the redemption is going to come. Kihad the Rabbi Zera, this is like what Rabbi Zera acted. Kiyava Mashkach Rabban Demi Askepe. When he saw that there were scholars who were involved in discussing when Mashiach is going to come, Amar Lahu, he said to them, "B'matu ba'ina minacha, please, I ask from you, lo terachakua, don't push away the coming of the Mashiach in your conversation." Itneina, because we learn in Brisa, Shlosha ba'im esach hadas, there are three things that will come with all of a sudden when people won't think that it's coming. Elohein Mashiach mentsia v'akrav, Mashiach, something that you find, a lost object, and akrav, a sting. A scorpion that stings someone. The Marasha points out that actually it's really one, that Mashiach will come by Hesach Hadas, all of a sudden. If you're Zocha, if you merit, if it comes for good reasons, then it'll be like a Metzia. You'll be like a one-off thing. You're very happy. But if you're not, you don't have the zchus. You weren't good. Klal Yisrael wasn't good. So it's going to come like the bite of a scorpion. It's going to come. There'll be a lot of bad associated with coming to Mashiach. There'll be a lot of birth pangs. Amar Rav Katina. Katina says, Shis alfei shni hava alma. The world is 6,000 years old. V'chad charov. And then 1,000 years, it's going to be destroyed. Shinema v'nizko shem levado b'yamahu. That in one day, and one day we'll see soon referred to 1,000 years, Hashem alone will be elevated, meaning there'll be no one else. So 6 years, 6,000 years, and then 1,000 years, just Hashem, before Olam Haba. Abaye Amar Abaye says, Trei Charuv, no, 2,000 years will be, the world will be destroyed. Shinema, this pasuk says, Yechayenu miyomayim, miyom ha-shlishi, kmena v'nechi alfan. He quotes a pasuk in Hosea that says that after 2,000 years, which are like 2 days, so then the world will revive us. Tanya Kavase, Rav Katina, we have a support for Rav Katina who holds 6,000 years of Mashiach and 1,000 years of destruction. He says, "Kishem sheshvis mishametes shana achat shel shanim." Just like Shemitah, the seventh year is a Shemitah, one every 7 years. Kachol mishamet elof shanim leshiva alafim. So therefore, the world also will rest for 1,000 years and every 7,000 years. Shem this pasuk says, "Vinisko shem levado biyamahu." Quotes this pasuk and Mizmer shiliyam haShabbos. So he says, "Yom shekulo Shabbos." So it's a psalm for the day of Shabbos, but it's not referring literally to Shabbos, but it's referring to a day that its entirety is Shabbos. So it'll be a day which is 1,000 years, which will be like Shabbos. And again, what's interesting is that this phrase of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, this Perek HaTehillim is referring to the Messianic era, which is like Shabbos. It's not referring to Shabbos literally, because if you read the whole Mizmor, there's no reference to Shabbos at all, just in the first pasuk. So therefore, it must refer to the seventh thousandth year, which is like a Shabbos. And he quotes the pasuk, "Ki elof shanim benecha kiyom asmon ki yavor," that pasuk Tehillim says that 1,000 years for you, God, is like one day. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Tanit ve'Eliyahu," the base medrash of Eliyahu says, "Shishish alafim shana haveyama," the world is 6,000 years. "Shnei alafim to," the first 2,000 years will be null and void. This before the Torah was given. Rashi is a whole calculation that based on the Torah that says basically that Avram was 52 years old before by the year 2000, and that's when Avram found God, when he was 52 years old. The next Shnei Alafim Torah, so the next 2,000 years, aside from when Avram was 52 years old, so then until 172 years after the destruction of the first base of the second base of Beidash, so that is the time of Torah, because that's the time of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael get the Torah, first base of Midrash and second base of Midrash, and about 150 years, 170 years afterwards. With Shnei Alafim, Yom HaTashiach, and the final 2,000 years are the Messianic era. So it can come early, come late, but we're in the era of the Mashiach. Uv Avonoseinu Sherabu, because of our sins, many sins. Yatsu Mehem Ashi Yatsu. Many of these years have passed, and Mashiach still hasn't come. The Ramban, in his commentary, on Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, he compares the 6 years, 6 days of creation to the 6,000 years. He says that the first day of creation, because he says one day for Hashem is like 1,000 years. So he said, in the first 2 days, it was all mayim, it was all water, and there was nothing complete. And these are the first 2,000 years of Tohu. But the first 1,000 years of the first day of creation, there was light. Just like the first 1,000 years, where you had the light of Adam Rishon, before Avodah Zarah began. And he suggests that maybe Enosh did not worship Avodah Zarah until Adam Rishon died. And that was the second day. Second day, it was a division. There was water and there was division. Who divided? So we had the division between Noah and his children who were righteous from the wicked people. And they were judged with water, right? Second day is the day of water, and that's when the Mabul happened. Third day, you have the dry land, and they're beginning, there were fruits. And third year is beginning when you have Avram. He began to call out in the name of Hashem, and he founded a family that believed in God, and they got the Torah, and this all happened in the third millennia, and then the fourth millennia, and that's what you're right, the Matan Torah, and the fourth millennia is the fourth day with the Maoros, the luminaries, the star and the stars, and this is the fourth millennia, the fourth day. Is the time of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. And so the light of God was in the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a fire on the Mizbeach that consumed the Korbanos. And you had the two Batei Mikdash. The fifth day is like the fifth millennia, and the fifth day So you had the chayos, the wild animals were created, and the birds. Shartzu amayim nefesh chaya. So the creeping, the crawl, the sorry, the not the animals, but the reptiles and the birds were created. So the fifth year, the fifth millennia is after the structure of the Beis Hamikdash. That's when the nations of the world that were like the fish of the sea without a ruler, they just did what they wanted, and no one followed God. There was a lack of sense of morality. The sixth year, the sixth millennium, the sixth day, the sixth millennium, so that is Nefesh Chaya, Behema, animals, and this was, and then man was created, but Tzemach Elokim, in the image of God. And this is the 6,000th year. So originally you have the kingdoms that are like the wild animals that don't know God, and eventually you have a time when the Redeemer is going to come. Mashiach ben David is going to be created in the image of God, and he's going to bring light to the world, and then it's going to usher in the Shabbos, the seventh day, which is Shabbos, which is a rem, is a hint for Olam Haba. That's how Ramban connects the six days of creation, in fact, and Shabbos to the 7,000 years. Two other points: the Torah's Chaim points out that the last 2,000 years that we're in are Yemos Mashiach. There's a pasuk which says, "Ani Hashem, I am God." Be'itach Hishena, the Navi says, "In its time, and I will speed it up." And the Gemara says, "If you're Zocha, if you merit, Hashem, Hashem will speed up." So we can have the Mashiach in the early part of this last 2,000 years. But if we don't merit, then it'll be Be'itah in its right time. The Marsha points out that Torah ends about 170 years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. What happened around that time? The Tanaim, the Mishnah was composed and compiled and completed by then, and that ends the era of Torah. From then on, that's why when once Rebbe dies, so that ends the era of Torah. Obviously, there was Torah afterwards, but it started to weaken after the death of Rebbe, after the Mishnah was written. The Chazon Ish explains this Mishnah, this Gemara, and also it's quoted in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, in Hilchos Trefos, to explain why the Mishnah is a closed book. The reason why you can't argue in the Mishnah is a closed book, is because it was established during the 2,000 years of Torah. Once the 2,000 years of Torah are complete, so you can't argue on the Torah, you can't argue on the completion of the Mishnah. And some say there is a missing 160 years. The in secular history, the second Beis HaMikdash lasted for another 160 years. So some want to suggest that maybe Chazal intentionally, they weren't so interested in history, but they cut down the time period of the second Beis HaMikdash, so that the 4,000th year around should conclude with the completion of the Mishnah, to sort of say, this is when the era of Torah ends, and you can't argue in the Mishnah is a closed book.